Good morning. My name is Joel Rosenberg, and I'm Jewish on my father's side, a Gentile on my mother's side, and I am an evangelical, and as Larry mentioned, a dual U.S. Israeli citizen, which means I get to vote twice, but that's a separate topic. It's like living in Chicago. Now, Jesus told us he said that blessed are the peacemakers, and the question is, what does it mean to be a peacemaker? And this is part of what the first part of the study in December looked at. What are evangelical attitudes towards Israel, the Palestinians, and the peace process? You know, we believe in the Alliance that being a peacemaker in part means that God is not either or. He doesn't love only the Jews and not the Palestinians, and he doesn't just love the Palestinians and exclude the Jews. This is either-or language, and unfortunately, too many evangelical leaders engage in it, either wittingly or unwittingly, not always by malice, but they just get excited about one side or the other. But God is both and. He's not either-or. He loves all people on both sides of the conflict, and he commands his followers to do the same. So obviously this means, biblically, that being a peacemaker means praying for and working for calm and quiet and justice and reasonable peace treaties that bless all people in the Middle East. But that's not all that it means. It's not just tactical and geopolitical. Being a peacemaker, scripturally, above all, means communicating to every Jewish and Muslim person the good news that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that the only way to receive true and everlasting peace with God, much less with each other, is to repent of our sins and to receive Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, by faith. The gospel is the ultimate Middle East peace strategy. Presidents and prime ministers won't preach it, nor should they. So that's uniquely the church's responsibility. Only we can do it, and we must, for the fields are white for harvest. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to go through all the details in my statement. The statement's available and both on the Alliance website, and I'll post it on my own blog. I do want to underscore this idea that's really a groundbreaking discovery. The idea that there are 870,000 plus evangelicals in the United States alone who believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he's the only way, that he's the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, of Hebrew scriptural prophecy, is extraordinary. The fact that they have a Jewish parent or grandparent or several. This would, you know, in shorthand be Jewish believers in Jesus. 870,000 this is a game changer. In 1950, we believe there were fewer than 1,000 Jewish people on the planet who believed that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. Less than 1,000, fewer than 1,000. Today, there are 870,000 is extraordinary. And even 17 years ago, Operation World was a comprehensive look at every people group and every nation in the world. By respected scholars drawing on all kinds of data, and they believed at the time, the year 2001, when Operation World was published, that there were 330,000 Jewish followers of Jesus. 330,000. Now, even some of the most well-known Jewish ministries believed that was overstating it, that they just didn't see how those numbers could be. And many of them peg the number much lower. This is the first study that I'm aware of since 2001, and you can hear how it was done. We didn't ask people, are you evangelical? We asked, do you believe these 4 points? And only if you strongly agreed would your answer be that we concluded that you were an evangelical. And then we asked the demographic question, do you have a Jewish parent or grandparent? That's the conclusion where we get the number, and it's an extraordinary number. And I believe that it means that the gospel is working. It's been working for 2,000 years among Gentiles, but most of our team that did not receive this. The fact that, we are approaching 1 million Jewish followers of Jesus in the United States alone is really a game-changing insight. It's an extraordinary development. We're encouraged, and ultimately we believe that the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem means preaching the Prince of Peace to both Jews, Muslims, and everyone. And we call on the church to be fully engaged in that process. Thank you.